love of God.
It's great, isn't it? It's great, the love of God. Hallelujah. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have but everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Amen. If people would just get a hold of that scripture, amen, they'd get saved, wouldn't they? You better believe they would. They'd get saved because God is good. God is faithful and true. Hallelujah. Jesus said, my doctrine is not mine, but his that sent me. Amen. My doctrine is not mine, but his that sent me. What was doctrine is teaching or instruction. Jesus, as he walked the earth, he did the will of his Father. He said, I came not to do my will, but the will of him that sent me. Hallelujah. And God sent him into the world to save souls, to save sinners. Jesus came to save souls. He came that we might be saved. Isn't that right? Hallelujah. And he lived a holy life. So tonight I want to talk about the doctrine of Jesus Christ. Jesus came down from heaven and he chose 12 men. As he went about doing the will of his Father, healing the sick, cleansing the lepers, raising the dead, casting out devils. Isn't that right? Because God was with him. He was anointed by God to do these things, and he did a good job. See, Jesus didn't do things just to be doing them. He did things because God, his Father, directed him exactly what to do. Remember when he went to the wedding, there was a marriage in Cana of Galilee. And Jesus went to this wedding. And they ran out of wine. And Mary came to Jesus and said, they have no wine. He said, woman, what have I to do with thee? Mine hour is not yet come. But she said, she had confidence in Jesus. She said, whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. Now, you might not understand it, but just do it. Because, see, Jesus does some things that a lot of time, we might not understand. Because look in the scripture. So Jesus, there were 6 water pots sitting there, and Jesus told them to fill the water pots with water. Just wondering, what in the world is this? But they filled them with water. They was obedient. Now, and he said, now bear it out and take it. Let them taste, let them drink it. And when they bore this out and they drank it, my. You know what they said? Normally, they say the good wine. they serve the good wine first. Isn't that right? And they bring on the bad stuff. Well, maybe not bad stuff, but stuff that's not so good later on. Said, but you save the best for last. Because this was my wine that Jesus himself made from water. Somebody said, well, somebody might get drunk. No, it was unfermented. Isn't that right? So we're not about nobody getting drunk, but just feast on the good wine. And they did. But Jesus is our example. He's our perfect example. And we need to follow him daily. Jesus said, but if you continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Now, we're living in a time when people are bound. Isn't that right? So many people are bound. So many people don't know the truth. So many people are confused. But thank God, we have a sure way. Isn't that right? We have a way, thank God, that's laid out, that's perfect. If we'll just follow it. And Jesus says that way. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. In order to get to God, we got to come through Jesus Christ. Isn't that right? one way to God, one way to be saved. Neither is there salvation in any other. For there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved but the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. And that name is holy. That name is righteous. That name is pure. Hallelujah. And you know, Jesus, as he went about doing good, he had opposition, didn't he? You better believe he had opposition. He had those people rising up against him. Some of them said, "Say he have a devil and is mad." What they said. Somebody else said, "Well, he cast out devils by Beelzebub." Amen? That's what they said. Because they were ignorant of truth, of the truth. You know why? They stopped their ears. See, if you want to be right, God will help you to get right, won't he? God will fix it where you can get right if you want to be right. But if you don't want to be right, if you don't want to be right, see, well, then you're not going to be right. See, because the Lord wants everybody to be saved. The Bible says he's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works of the therein shall be burned up, seeing that all these things shall be dissolved. What manner of person ought ye to be? In all holy conversation and godliness, we're looking for his coming. Isn't that right? Hallelujah. Because we know this is not our home. Isn't that right? We're just passing through. Thank God. But while we're here on God's good green earth, let's follow him. Let's do his will. Let's please him. Amen? Don't you want to please him tonight? I want to please him tonight. Thank God. Because he's so faithful. He's so good. And you know, people that don't know the Lord, they don't know what they're missing. Do they? They don't know what they're missing. They're missing out. Hallelujah. I've got a scripture I want to read. Deuteronomy. You know, God is good. I worked on a message. I got it written out here. I worked on a message for a lot. You know, about 5 or 6 pages here again. I worked on a message. But I want God to get the glory. I want God to be glorified tonight. Amen. I want God to be glorified tonight. Deuteronomy. Let's look at Deuteronomy chapter 12. Get these other glasses here. And Deuteronomy chapter 32, verses 1 through 4. Let's look at this tonight. Deuteronomy 32, verses 1 through 4. Give ear, O ye earth. I'm sorry. Give ear, O ye heavens. I beg your pardon, please. Give ear, O ye heavens, and I will speak and hear. I will speak and hear, O earth, the words of my mouth. My doctrine shall drop as the rain. My speech shall distill as the dew, as the small rain upon the tender herb, and as the showers upon the grass. Because I will publish the name of the Lord. Ascribe ye greatness unto our God. He is the rock. His work is perfect. For all his ways are judgment. O God of truth, and without iniquity, just and right is he. Amen. Who have a God like unto our God? These are the days of Elijah. Thank God. We have a God, hallelujah, that's fully able to take care of every situation. And he'll do what he said he'll do. See, God is not a God that promised you something and won't come through. He'll come through every time. If you're faithful to him and wait on him, trust him and obey him. Now Jesus chose 12 disciples, which he made apostles. He appointed them to be apostles. An apostle is one that is sent. These 12 apostles, and Jesus taught them. As he went about, he taught them the truth. He taught them about his Father, which is in heaven. And they, Simon Peter, was a, when Simon Peter, when they first brought Simon Peter to Jesus, Jesus said to Simon, "Thou art Simon, the son of Jonah, thou shalt be called Cephas," which is interpreted, a stone. Hallelujah. But now Simon Peter, through trial and error, he finally became that stone. Because Peter spoke out of term a lot, didn't he? You better believe he did, but he was sincere as he could be. He loved God, and his desire was to please God. But many times, you know, when Jesus went up on the mount, and he was transfigured before them. His clothes, his raiment shined, as his face shined as a light, and his raiment just glistened. And they saw him there, and Moses and Eli, and he was speaking, talking to Moses and Elias. Hallelujah. And the disciples were pretty much asleep there. And Simon spoke up and said, "Lord, it's good that we are here. Let us build 3 tabernacles, one for thee, one for Moses, and one for Elias." He didn't know what he was saying. He spoke out of term there. Thank God, and there came a cloud over them, and they were so afraid. And they heard a voice say, "This is my beloved son, hear ye him. This is the one." You don't have to look for another. He's the one. John the Baptist, you know, he preached the word of God. He did the will of God. He spoke truth, and they put him in prison for the truth's sake. I tell you one thing, if you preach the truth, they want your head lots of time. Isn't that right? You better believe it. They wanted John's head, so they put John in prison for speaking truth. Hallelujah. And John was in prison, and John got sort of upset there. You know, he got a little nervous, and he sent some of his disciples. He said, go to the Lord and ask him, "Are he the one that should come, or look we for another?" And Jesus did some miracles. Just did some miracles there, you know. Healed some sick bodies and did some miracles there. And he said, "You go tell John what you saw." Amen? The sick healed. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And John knew that he was the one that was come, but was to come. And John, they cut John's head off, but that's all right. Thank God. He didn't sway. He didn't compromise. We have so much compromising today. Hallelujah. But God have a people that will stand firm on the word of God. Because the word of God is holy and pure and righteous and just. Yeah. Hallelujah. And God wants us to stand up for it. For the truth. He wants us to stand for truth. Hallelujah. So many are compromised and letting down on the truth. But thank God, God's got a people that's going to hold on to the end. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Put your shoulder to the wheel. Do your duty with the heart full of zeal. If you don't mind working in my God's house, put your shoulder to the wheel. Amen. Hallelujah. Because it's work to be done in God's house. Isn't that right? It's work to be done. And nobody has to be jealous of nobody else. Isn't that right? Because my God, if you do your job, if you do what God tell you to do, you'll have plenty to do. Isn't that right? You better believe you will. You'll have plenty. Thank God. Hallelujah. Yeah. I know some years ago, I was praying, "God, give me, give me, give me, give me, give me." You know, God spoke to me. He said, "Use what you got." Amen. Say, so use what you got. And we use what we already, God has given us, my Lord. Hallelujah. Great and precious promises. Isn't that right? He's given us great and precious promises. Peter talked about that. Can you get that scripture for me? Hallelujah. Give him those great and precious promises. You know, God is good. And it tells us something here in Peter. Peter, the Apostle Peter was talking here. And my God, God meant what he said. We need to, you know what? We need to take God seriously. And don't take ourselves so seriously. But just make sure we take God seriously, because God is God. And he's faithful. But he loves us with an everlasting love. You're talking about the loving us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You got it, bro? Amen. Listen to what Peter said here. What did he say here? Just read just a little bit before here.
It says in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3, according as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness.
His divine power hath given us all things pertaining unto life and godliness. All things now. Read. Through the knowledge of him, we have to understand who he is. We know he is the Son of God. Isn't that right? Jesus is the Son of God. He is the Messiah. He's Christ. Amen.
Amen.
All right?
Through the knowledge of him that have called us to glory and virtue.
Stop. He called us to glory and virtue. God have called us to do something. God have called us to be lights in the world. That's what he called us to be. Isn't that right? Let your light so shine that men may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Proverbs 4:18. For the path of the just is as a shining light that shineth more and more until the perfect day. Our light should get brighter and brighter, not dimmer and dimmer. But thank God, brighter and brighter. Isn't that right?
Hallelujah.
Our light should get brighter and brighter as we go follow on to know the Lord. Thank God. And people should be able to look and see Jesus in us. Hallelujah. But we're Christian. We're called to be saints. Isn't that right?
Amen.
Called to be saints. Hallelujah. Glory. Read. What does it say?
Whereby
given unto us
exceeding great and precious promises.
It's what God have given to us, to his people. And thank God, let's follow on to know him. God's been speaking to us the service this morning. Powerful, wasn't it? God was speaking to us. Powerful. And let's take heed, saints of God. The Bible said it's a scripture I'm trying to think of here. Hala under the city of Bahanda. It said, unto us was the gospel preached, as well as unto them. Howbeit it did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. You got to take the word of God and mix it with faith. You got to believe this word and mix it with faith. Thank God. What does it say? Read. We might be partakers of his divine nature. Isn't that something? We are to be partakers of his divine nature, all right?
Having escaped the corruption that is in the world through love.
Stop. Having escaped the corruption that is in the world through love. So when God saved us, he sanctified us. That we're sanctified. Amen. Set apart. Hallelujah. Thank God. Cleansed and set apart. Thank God for God's work. So God can use us. God want to use us every day. Isn't that right? Hallelujah. Let's let him use us. Let's be faithful to him and true to him. Let's pray every day. Saints, we live in a time we need to pray every day, not just once a week. Every day we need to pray and talk to God. Every day. Hallelujah. Need to do some fasting. Need to seek the face of God. Hallelujah. What did it say? Yes.
Besides this, given all diligence, add your faith.
Yes.
Virtue, knowledge, and
power. Right. Amen. And he tells us to do all these things, that we need to do these things. Amen. We need to do these things. Add to our faith, virtue, knowledge, and all this. God tells us to do these. Amen. That's brighter and brighter. Isn't that right? Amen. More and more truth. Because we're living in the end. living in the last of the last days. As Pastor Venable bring out many times, we're living in the last of the last days, knowing that the Lord is coming soon. Thank God. So let's be up and about our Father's business. Let's be up daily and about our Father's business, being a witness, being a light, shining in this dark. We're living in a dark world. The world have lost its way. The world is lost. Hallelujah. Jesus said, if you love the world, if you love the world, he that loveth is not the father of the world. No, that's not where that goes, does it? Hallelujah. In other words, we've got to love God. If you love God, you can't love God and the world at the same time. And as Pastor Brenner brought out about the world this morning, it's talking about the world system. And the world system, the devil's in charge of the world system. Isn't that right? Hallelujah. So, we're in the world, but not of the world. Isn't that right? We don't live like worldly people, do we? Worldly people, I'm talking about ungodly people. They're doing the thing they can to push you down, and they want to be up front. Amen? To get a dollar, some of them do anything they can to make money, to earn money. They don't care how they get it. But God's people are not that way. We're not that way. We love God, and we put him first, and we love each other, and we help, and we reach out to the unsaved. Isn't that right? We have to reach out to the unsaved, because a lot of people are unsaved, and God will teach us how to witness to people if we just let him. Isn't that right? If we let him, if we just yield our vessel to him, we're not gonna go out there and throw rocks in the pond trying to catch fish. Are we? But we're going to, like Jesus and the woman that was caught in adultery. Did Jesus love her, didn't he? You better believe he did. He loved her. And the woman at the well, he loved her, didn't he? You better be. Love wins. To win souls, he that winneth souls is wise. Isn't that right? Got to be wise. And the Bible tells us to be wise as serpents and harmless as doves. My. Hallelujah. In other words, follow the steps of Jesus. Amen. Be led by the Spirit of God. For the men that are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Isn't that right? Amen. We need to let God lead us. And he will lead us if we let him. We have to yield to him. He's faithful. And God want us to be used. He want to use us. Isn't that right? To be a blessing and a strength and an encouragement and a help to others as we go about our daily task. Hallelujah. As we move about in this world, letting the Lord lead us, and we following him step by step. The Apostle Paul was a man that was sold out to serve the Lord, wasn't it? Amen. He was sold out to serve God. He said, after the manner of men, I fought with beasts at Ephesus. Isn't that right? He said, if the dead rise not, what profit is that to me? What advantage is it to me if the dead don't rise? But he knew the dead was going to rise. Thank God. He knew the dead was going to rise. So it's when he was getting ready to go to Jerusalem, they came. Some prophets came to him and took his girdle and bound him and said, if you go up to Jerusalem, this is what they're going to do to you. But you know what Paul said to him? I'm not only willing to be bound, I'm ready to die. See? That's somebody that's sold out. Yeah. Somebody that, hallelujah, yeah, knowing that this is not our home, thank God. Yeah. But heaven is our home, thank God. So let's live. Let's live that way. Hallelujah. Yeah. Thank God. And you know what? God wants us to love his appearing. Isn't that right? We that love God, we need to be looking for him and want him to come back. We don't want to get too tied down so much in this world that we don't want the Lord to come any day. We should want him to come any day. We should be looking for him and praying, Lord, even so, come, Lord Jesus. Isn't that right? That's where God wants us to be, because this world is not our home. And let's don't get tied down, bogged down in this world. But let's see Jesus. Let's keep our eyes on Jesus. If we could see Jesus in every circumstance, we'll be a lot better off. Wouldn't we? Every circumstance arise, if we could see Jesus, hallelujah. You know why? We'd have peace. We wouldn't be all nervous and shaking and edgy. Hallelujah. Because like I said last week, you know what worry will do for you? I'm gonna say it again. Worry will make you old and ugly before your time. Amen? It will. I mean, and it's not going to do you no good to worry about something. What good does it do? Nothing. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank God. God is so good. We're talking about the doctrine of Jesus Christ and the apostles. When the apostle Peter preached the gospel on the day of Pentecost, about 3,000 souls came in, didn't it? About 3,000 souls. Amen. And the Bible says they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine. That's the doctrine of Jesus Christ. Amen. And John said, if any come unto you and don't bring this doctrine, don't receive him into your house. Neither bid him Godspeed. He that bid him Godspeed is evil taker. Of his evil deeds. You partake of his evil deeds if you bid him Godspeed. Isn't that right? So it's very important. Isn't that right? To know truth. And to abide in truth. Jesus said, abide in me and my words abide in you. And that's what God wants us to do. Abide in him daily. Continue in the word. Be faithful to God and true to him. And saints of God, we won't be sad. We won't be sorry. Amen. Because he's going to take care of every situation. Isn't that right? If we just put it in his hands. Hallelujah. If we put it in his hands. Because he is God. And beside him there are no other. Amen. Who have a God like unto our God? No one. Isn't that right? Amen. He is the one. The only one. Thank God. That will set us free. From everything that's not like him. Amen. The world love its own. Jesus said, if you was of the world love its own. And they do. The world love its own. I mean, if you take a stand for truth, you're going to be fought. All that live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. So just get ready. Amen. You're not going to slide through here. No, you're not going to just slide through. Not if you're a Christian. My God, you're going to have some bumps and some knocks, but that's all right, isn't that right? We expect them when we do God's will. We do. We expect to get some bumps and knocks. But now, Jesus said, you know what? God's not going to move all the roughness out of the way, you know, but he provide heavy-duty shocks to, you know, some sort of cushion. Isn't that right? Cushion as we go through. Thank God. Somebody, did they be looking at you and said, what happened? So I thought you would be down, but now, no. No. Jesus is on my side. Jesus is good. He's faithful. Amen. Thank God. The apostles suffered for the name of the Lord. They suffered because they loved God. Amen. Jesus said, if you love me, what? Keep my commandments. And his commandments are not grievous. Amen. You got a song, brother. If you love me, keep my commandments. Hallelujah. The doctrine of Jesus Christ is what we've got to follow that in order to please God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Give the Lord a hand clap. Come on. Give God some praise. Give him some praise. He's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy. Thank God he's worthy. He's worthy of our praises. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Lord. Thank you, Lord. Lord. Thank you, Jesus. God is so-